taking these first few moments of our practice working with difficulties to establish our postures, bringing attention to the posture that it embodies wakefulness, whether it be sitting or standing. Fully supported, sitting or standing in a way that may even express that your whole life depends on this practice. And sitting in a way that embodies some openness and some curiosity. And with all of that, never forgetting kindness. So we can get very intent with being open and wakeful and possibly be a little tight. So just allowing there to be some softening through the body, softening of the eyes and face, and through the neck and shoulders, and down the arms, and softening through the torso, letting the heart area be open, and softening down from the torso through the legs to the toes. And then bringing attention to the breathing. You might possibly feel the breath at the nostrils. Or at the throat. Or the rising and falling of chest or belly. Choosing now a place to rest the attention on the breathing. And abiding there, simply noticing the physical sensations of breathing in and breathing out, however they are. In these first few opening minutes, simply redirecting the attention back into the breathing whenever it wanders. No big deal. Notice it and just bring it back. And from noticing the breathing in one location, allow yourself now to notice the whole column of the breath. Nostrils, throat, chest, belly, and back again. And then gently widen the awareness more to start to slowly take in the whole body. Down to the toes, out to the fingertips, up to the top of the head, breath and body together. Up until now, when we've had other experiences that hijack our attention from breath and body, the instruction has been to notice it, maybe recognize, allow it, briefly feel it in the body, and then let it go and come back. Come back to breath, come back to breath and body. And now we're going to work with it a little differently. Another way to respond. So now, when a thought or a feeling shows up, that's more than a little passing one, you can shift your attention right into that thought or feeling. Let it remain in the mind. And then bring your attention into any physical sensations associated with that thought or emotion. You may notice a number of sensations attendant upon a particular thought or emotion, or a combination of thoughts and emotions. And you might possibly then also start to notice a place in the body where the sensations are strongest. And you can bring your mindful awareness right into that spot, breathing in and out of that region, exploring, investigating it, becoming intimate with it. Just as we did earlier with the body scan, investigating the size and shape and textures of that one region where the thought or emotion is really landing. And if no difficult thoughts and emotions arise, simply continuing to rest the awareness in breath and body as a whole. recognizing, allowing, and investigating any painful thoughts and emotions as they show. And then when they've passed, coming back to breath and body as a whole, learning to work with difficulties. Aversion may show itself to these painful thoughts and emotions, and we can notice too how that manifests in the body. The curious and kind awareness. And if there are no difficulties or concerns coming up for you now, you might want to explore this approach by deliberately bringing to mind a difficulty, inviting it in. Something that you don't mind staying with for a short while. It doesn't have to be very important or critical, but it needs to be something that's a bit unpleasant. And when you're new to this practice, it's important that it not be too intense, maybe a 2 or 3 out of 10 in intensity. Something unpleasant, unresolved, a misunderstanding or argument, where you feel possibly some anger or regret, resentment, guilt, sadness. And if there's nothing recent, you can bring something from the past. But not too intense when you're learning something new. So focusing on some troubling thought or situation, some worry or intense feeling. Bringing it to the workbench of the mind. And then beginning to tune into any and all physical sensations that the difficulty evokes. Seeing if you can note, approach, and investigate inwardly any of these feelings in the body. Mindfully. Recognizing where it's showing, allowing it to be here, this difficulty. Noticing now where the sensations are strongest. And with a gesture of embrace or welcome, drawing on investigating where you feel the sensations more strongly, most strongly, with this difficulty. You may need from time to time to refresh your mind about what the difficulty is. And then bring your attention right back into body and where you feel it most strongly. investigating where you feel the difficulty most intensely, possibly breathing into and out of this region, not to fix or change it or to push it away, but rather to explore it more deeply, more intimately. Watching how the intensities in the region are shifting up and down, flexing, changing. Drawing on deepening your attitude of acceptance and openness to the difficulty by saying to yourself, it's here now. It's okay. It's okay to open to it. It's already here. This is not saying that the original situation is just peachy keen. It's just saying it's okay to open to it here and now. Saying to yourself, softening, opening. We're softening how we're relating to the difficulty. We're opening to how we're relating to the difficulty as felt in the body. Remembering too, you don't have to like these feelings, these thoughts and emotions and the sensations in the body. It's quite natural not to. You might even find it helpful to say that to yourself. It's okay to not want these feelings. It's okay. It's natural. And opening to any aversion that you may be feeling towards the difficulty, towards the practice, towards the experiences. Possibly breathing in and out of the region where you feel the difficulty most intensely, or breathing with it, so you have your awareness center stage on where you feel the difficulty most intensely, with the breath in the background as a stabilizing force, breathing with it. And when you notice that the sensations and the difficulty is no longer pulling your attention so strongly, simply return to a sense of sitting with the breath and the body as a whole. And knowing too, you can try this practice with any body sensations that you may notice, even if they do not have a particular emotional charge. It's a good way to work with challenging experiences in the body. You may want to investigate this difficulty more, which you can do when we're finished the practice. But for now, allow yourself as best you can to wrap up your investigation. and be aware of how it feels to have done this investigation. Is there possibly any less identification with the difficulty? Perhaps not quite so identified with it, not so caught up. Simply noticing. Noticing too that throughout this practice I have worked with the RAIN acronym. Recognize, allow, investigate, and not identified. Feeling breath and body as a whole.